A popular Iranian university lecturer who was sentenced to death for insulting Islam is appealing. Last month's sentence touched off weeks of student protests and increased tension between reformists and hardliners in Iran. The BBC's Jim Muir reports.
The voice at the center of Iran's latest political crisis, Hashim Avajari, university lecturer, firebrand reformist, war veteran who lost both a leg and a brother in the war with Iraq in the 1980s. His controversial speech in the provincial city of Hamadan in June, in which he urged Muslims not to follow their religious leaders like monkeys, enraged hardliners and won him a death sentence from the local revolutionary court. But the reaction was far from local. At universities around the country, the sentence had a galvanizing effect on student activists. Protest demonstrations were passionate, though relatively small, peaceful and confined to the campuses. For many, it was a chance to revive much wider demands.
We are becoming awake, and we are just finding ourselves in our society. So that's why we protest. For our rights.
But much bigger, officially organized rallies have been staged on the streets of Tehran and elsewhere by pro-regime loyalists. This one was to mark Jerusalem Day. It involved large numbers of Basijis, volunteer Islamic militiamen. At hardline events like this, many want to see Hashim Avajari punished.
I was in the place where he made his speech. If I had been allowed to, I'd have strangled him myself.
The Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, intervened to order a review of the Avajari case, though the hardline judiciary was slow to respond. Although a wholesale collision had been avoided, he was aware that dangerous passions were stirring on both sides. Even many conservatives had been embarrassed by the death sentence, which some saw as a godsend to their divided reformist rivals. The leader of the biggest reform party, Mohammad Reza Khatami, agrees.
They were wrong in their calculation here. Avajari united all people here against this sentences.
Mr. Avajari is virtually certain to be reprieved by an appeal court, but that doesn't make this a great victory for the reformists. Apart from anything else, he's likely to end up with a big prison sentence. Other leading reformists, including Abbas Abdi, one of the movement's key figures, are on trial for one reason or another. So too are the student leaders who helped organize protests on Mr. Avajari's behalf. President Mohammad Khatami and the reformists, who also dominate the parliament, know their time in office is running out, with pressures little to show by way of concrete achievements. The entrenched hardline minority has largely succeeded in blocking them. In a last-ditch attempt to break the deadlock, Mr. Khatami sponsored two reform bills which are going through parliament now, but they may well get shot down by right-wing vetting bodies. That could produce a political crisis, which some observers here see as crunch time for the Islamic Republic. But Professor Hadi Simati of Tehran University doesn't agree.
I don't see it as the big bang that will turn Iranian politics upside down. The end result could actually be a retreat by all parties to some sort of accommodation.
But veteran politician Ibrahim Yazdi, who heads the liberal opposition freedom movement, believes these are crucial times.
Either the authorities will accept the changes or will face the alternative.
That report prepared by the BBC's Jim Muir in Tehran.